From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Poland says it is negotiating with the U.S. to permanently station American military heavy weapons inside its borders as part of a U.S. plan under consideration to bolster its presence in Eastern Europe and Baltic states to further deter Russian aggression. The Polish Defense Ministry said the proposal calls for the U.S. to deploy battle tanks and other equipment in Poland. It was discussed in Washington last month, and the ministry expects a decision soon. If approved, the U.S. would store fighting vehicles and position as many as 5,000 troops in Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Poland, and possibly Hungary, all countries once part of the Soviet bloc. A leading British newspaper says Russia and China have decrypted top-secret files stolen by former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, forcing British authorities to pull spies from live operations in hostile countries. The Sunday Times says the pullback was ordered after Moscow gained access to more than 1 million encoded files in Snowden's possession when he fled the U.S. in 2013. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is warning world powers negotiating a final nuclear agreement to stop bickering over issues or put at risk the June 30th deadline for an agreement. Iran continues to balk on an issue of U.S. and European allies who want inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says negotiators are working toward an agreement and he plans to rejoin the process in Vienna.
I will be absolutely, fully, and totally engaged in those talks. I am now. I haven't missed a tick. And I'll be traveling over there at the appropriate moment in the next days in order to press forward at this critical moment of the negotiations.
Mr. Kerry was discharged from the hospital on Friday following treatment for a broken leg suffered while biking during a break from the Iran talks in Switzerland. This is VOA News. Kurdish militias are closing in on an Islamic State-held town along Syria's frontier with Turkey, one day into an offensive to push back the militant group. Regaining control of Tal Abyad could cut off a route for Islamic State fighters and their supplies. Thousands of Syrians have fled ahead of Kurdish fighters advancing on the town. And VOA's Randy Hennig reports the population of another town has more than doubled with the influx of refugees.
Shaklawa has seen its population surge with the addition of more than 26,000 Arab refugees and displaced persons.
Naturally, because so many refugees live here, there are a number of challenges: health, water supply, sanitation, rising house rents.
Some residents of the town complain that Arabs are taking all the available jobs.
Let's have a camp for them where they can work, and we work for ourselves.
Arabs say they feel comfortable in Shaklawa because so many others fleeing violence in other parts of Iraq have already settled in the city. Kurds are now a minority in Shaklawa, and many say they are considering moving to other parts of Iraqi Kurdistan. They're asking the regional government to address the issue as soon as possible. This is Randy Hennig, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is criticizing an upcoming UN report about last year's war in the Gaza Strip. Mr. Netanyahu called the UN report a waste of time and baseless automatic accusation against Israel. Israel released its own report accusing Gaza's Hamas rulers of hiding behind their own people while deliberately attacking Israeli civilians, and saying Israeli forces did not intentionally target civilians. A Hamas spokesman called the Israeli report baseless and worthless. And North Korea today test-fired three short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan just weeks after claiming a successful submarine-based ballistic missile test. South Korea's defense ministry says the North fired three KN-01 missiles from its eastern border town of Wonsan, which flew about 100 kilometers before landing in the sea. Hillary Clinton has held the first major rally of her campaign for U.S. president, delivering a feisty, humorous personal speech outlining her agenda.
You brought our country back. Now it's time, your time, to secure the gains and move ahead. And you know what? America can't succeed unless you succeed.
The former First Lady speaking there to the hard-pressed middle class. Clinton, who's a Democrat, launched a stinging attack on the Republican Party, referencing the crowded field of candidates as all being out of touch with the diverse American electorate. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.